Legends 92.9 now brings you
Lyrics and Legends
with your host, Gary Ware.
Program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends, and I've got my old sidekick, Debbie Finsterwall, in the studio with me. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight, Debbie.
We are going to have a lot of fun. There's some great folks in studio with us, and we are going to have a good time tonight.
All right. Tell us who you brought with you tonight.
Well, we have my buddy Donnie Lyles, who is the founder and brain behind Buck and Wild Music Fest, that we're having our fifth annual Buck and Wild Music Fest, and this is Donnie's baby. And somehow I got roped in and involved with it year one when I was with the Roger Miller Museum. So Donnie and I have been good friends for the past 5 years, and he's going to talk to us tonight about that. And we've got a lot of other good-looking gentlemen in here that are
going on.
All right, Donnie,
good to have you in the studio with
us. Thanks. I appreciate it.
We've been looking forward to this.
I have too.
Been visiting, trying to get this pulled off, and we finally got you over here, so we're glad you came in. And tell us a little bit about what made a guy that's a little white on the roof want to put on a music festival.
Well, I came out here, out to West Oklahoma, 6 years ago, I guess. And I got out here, and I just felt like I fell in love with the place, you know, just the atmosphere and how everybody's just really real. And then I just kind of started looking around, and of course I've got two of my kids are in country music. And so I thought, man, we need to have a festival, because I kept hearing about Red Dirt music and I didn't know what that was. So I started listening to it all the time, and I'm going to tell a story that JW doesn't know, but it's about him. And so I started listening to Red Dirt music, and I thought, you know what I need to do, because of the connection through my kids in Nashville, is let's have a festival that combines country artists or Nashville artists with Texas, Oklahoma artists. And I looked at over 50 festivals and doing research, and there was one festival that did that. And so I started listening to Red Dirt. I started listening to all that. I talked to Brandon Harden at KECO and different things, and just kind of started learning. And so I talked to my son, Stephen, with Love and Theft. And he said, Dad, that's a great idea, because he's played festivals, just, you know, he's been in Australia, all over America and different places. And he said, Dad, that's a great concept, a great idea. And then he gave me some ideas about make sure you take care of the artists, make sure you have a great green room, who Deb's in charge of, which all the artists, they love the green room, and because he does a superb job. So I said, well, what I want to do, I want to combine the culture of West Oklahoma, Texas, you know, with a music festival. And I said, I'd like to do bull riding, and I'd like to, you know, have a lot of music. And I said, but we need a name for it. And it wasn't 10 seconds. He said, Buck and Wild Music Fest. And so he said, don't call it a festival. He said, you call it a fest. And so that's kind of how it started. So what I did, I started researching artists. And I'd heard about J.W. Lane and County Road X. So I went to where he was playing one night. All right. Now, he didn't know me or anything. And so I go there. He's the lead singer. And remember, I'm trying to have a festival combine Nashville artists and Red Dirt artists. JW's wearing a t-shirt that says Nashville sucks.
I've seen that t-shirt, and JW. And you still got it?
And I'm there. So, oh my goodness. And so, and what's neat about it is when, you know, our first year, JW played, and of course, Stephen got to meet them. And now I would consider they're probably friends. You know, they are friends, because they just enjoy. And so that was really how it started. I wanted a festival that out here, that you didn't have to drive to Dallas, you didn't have to drive to Oklahoma City, but it'd be their festival. You'd feel like it's part of their roots. And I wanted people to be able to experience things here, that this is a part of the world that those who live here don't understand. Most of the other parts of America knows nothing about how this part of the world lives. And because it's so unique in its very roots and how they live life.
Now, you have to understand that Donnie comes to Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle by way of Arkansas, Florida,
Tampa Bay area.
You know, down, he's been he's in culture shock when he gets here. He's trying to say it very nice, but
yeah, it's very different.
It is very different, yeah. And we know it's very different. And so he was learning just how different it was.
And it's different in a good way, you know, because there's some things here that are really the heart of America that's still very valuable to the people. And it's just, I want people to experience that. And we've got people coming this year from California, from Ohio, from Missouri, I remember all the states.
Arkansas,
mm-hmm. and Texas, of course, and Oklahoma.
Right.
And I'm missing some states there. But I'm excited for them to come because they're going to come here and just like, wow, this is pretty cool.
It is.
And it's just,
besides
it's pretty
the
neat.
Fact that the venue we have this year at Flying W is probably, we loved being at Eric at
yes.
Lost Creek Ranch Arena that Brian Austin owns there. A beautiful facility, a giant rodeo arena, just a beautiful place. And we were very happy there. But the reason we left that venue
is because they did, Brian said, you know, we could do the bull riding and stuff there in the arena,
right.
And we could do everything else right across the street, which would have been fine. But we just had some things happen that Elk City asked, would we consider bringing it there last year? And that's kind of started the process. And I talked to Brian about it. He said, man, that's a great idea. You know,
So year's venue was supposed to be at the lake, at Elk right. Lake. And you can remember, guys, that that place got blown away by a tornado. Mm-hmm. Was it 3 weeks prior to
week.
Oh,
one
that's right.
1 week before the festival.
One week.
In fact, it blew away Tyler Wilhelm's
sure did.
Home.
Yeah, Tyler Wilhelm, oh, who's been one of our artists since the beginning.
Matter of fact, Tyler, the first place he ever played publicly was at the Buck and Wild Music
right.
Fest. And he's been busy ever since.
And they lost everything. They lost their home. They lost their new touring bus. They lost their musical. They lost everything. They were somewhere in the lake. And so, as it turns out, because of that, we were not able to have the festival there, and so we made the decision to go ahead with it, and we went to Oklahoma City, and we're just going to say that it wasn't successful, and thank God we're back in Western Oklahoma.
I'm very
right,
glad Donnie? It wasn't. It didn't
That's
work.
That's true.
We only had 3 weeks to try to make it work because people had rescheduled the artists and stuff, and when we word went out that we were going to Oklahoma City, we were never planning on staying there, but we felt like it needed to do something last year, And I had to delete quite a few comments on our Facebook page because people were very, this is ours. And it was really cool. You know what I mean?
But that's the thing that Donnie wanted from the beginning was that he wanted this to be a festival where people felt like in this part of the world, it was theirs.
Yeah.
And that it is that kind of atmosphere where you can come and have a good time and be with people who enjoy the same kind of music and camping and all of that. So we always had the Buck and Bulls too, but this year we got a little different twist at Flying W Guest Ranch.
Yeah. Hang on.
Because we're not going there yet?
We've already mentioned JW, so we're going to talk and see if we can get JW to step up here and do us a little tune.
Heartaches and Country Songs is what it's called.
All right, so we're going to listen to JW Lane do Heartaches and Country Songs. This is a new one you just wrote?
Yes.
And then we'll be back with Lyrics and Legends in just a few minutes.
She's got a sweet little butterfly tattoo on her ankle. She's got a cigarette hanging and a beer between her legs. And every move she makes, it ain't that subtle. And if she wants it, she ain't gonna have to beg. If I know you, boy, you're gonna fall for her. You're a full-grown man, there ain't nothing I can do. But I'm just gonna give you this fair warning. Talking about your heart, son, she'll break it right in two. She's as wild as a dream on the Texas wind. Don't know if it's gonna come again. Think you got her figured, boy, you got her all wrong. She's your first true love and your first heartbreak. Guess the real one is gonna have to wait. you'll be down, but you won't be down that long. Guess that's the way it is, heartaches and country songs. Well, I can't help but to still look at her. Yeah, the pretty girl, yeah, she once was mine. And I'm still picking up pieces of my heart, man. Been 3 long years and getting better all the time. She's as wild as a dream on the Texas wind. Don't know if it's gonna come again. Think you got her figured, boy, you got her all wrong. She's your first true love and your first heartbreak. Guess the real one is gonna have to wait. You'll be down, you won't be down that long. Guess that's the way it is, heartaches and country songs. She's as wild as a dream on the Texas wind. Don't know if it's gonna come again. Think you got her figured, boy, you got her all wrong. She's your first true love and your first heartbreak. Guess the real one is gonna have to wait. You'll be down, you won't be down that long. Guess that's the way it is. Oh, that's the way it is. Guess that's the way it is. Heartaches and country songs.
Program we're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. That was J.W. Lane, Heartaches and Country Songs. Is that what you're calling it?
Yes.
I pick up on stuff real quick. But all right. So tell me a little bit about playing Buck and Wild Music Fest.
We started out year one. We've been there every year. We had played some bigger shows, but that was one of the biggest we had played starting out. And we have really just moved up kind of through the ranks, and we've got a couple of headlining deals, and we just kind of do whatever we've got to do to play that show. So.
Charlie gonna headline Friday night?
Yes.
Is that correct?
We're headlining Friday night, and we'll have some really, really great people in front of us. So, and we're planning on playing until they kick us off.
Well, thanks for coming in and sharing a song with us.
Hey.
That's a great song you just did.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
You do some good ones. You have some good ones, but you better add that to the that's a good one list.
All right, we're gonna bring Donnie back in here because I want to pick up on this Debbie Donnie deal and see where that was going.
Which part of the Debbie Donnie deal? You mean so, how he wrote me into being a part of this?
How'd you get...
I was just an innocent bystander at the very first one. That's right.
Well, what happened is I found that she was in charge of the Roger Miller Museum, and they're also, they did a festival every year.
Yeah, if you can call it that, but it was something similar
and
to that.
And so I asked them, I said, why don't you set up a booth and so you can promote it at our festival because it's right there in Eric. And so
be in charge of parking.
And so that's when I met her, but she said something to me and she said, listen, if there's any way we can help you, let me know. And you know, some people say that and you got, yeah, right. But when she said it, it's kind of like, she really means that. So this is what's happened. All right. So I had a security company as well as a gate company, because I didn't know a lot
and
of people
ticketing.
Out here.
Yeah,
ticketing stuff. Yeah. That's what I meant. From Oklahoma City. And I got a text at 9:00 Thursday night from them saying, by the way, we will not be there tomorrow. You are on your own. And it was like, you kidding me? And so, because I didn't know a lot of people. So Friday, I'm there and I think, okay, this is going to work okay. It didn't work okay. I knew some people, but there were people lined up, campers lined up, people coming in, and it was incredible. And so I found out later, that night at 10 o'clock, I didn't get here, but the last song that the Great Divide played, that's the only thing I got to hear. I heard the last song, and that was it all night long. And I went into the barn there at Brian's place, and I said out loud, I will never do this again. Period. I was done. And I lost 10 pounds that week just running around. But so I found out later that we had hundreds of people in the field behind us because they were going around and coming in the back gate. And that's, we were supposed to have security there, but I didn't have any security. And we had a newspaper there Saturday that went and counted, and she counted 3,000 people there. And counting the, I was so busy, I never even got to go look at all those campers out there. And so, and I could only give a count for 1,500 people buying tickets. So that means 1,500 jumped the fence, what we call fence jumpers. And it's funny because I've met some of those people since. And they said, oh, yeah, we came into that gate and stuff. And so.
Oh, we can laugh about it now, but it wasn't that funny.
Oh, it was
then.
Bad. It's bad. So I was up all night and.
And again, I'm over in the parking lot parking cars.
Yeah. And so the next morning, I called Deb. I think it was 15 till 7 or 7:15.
Yeah.
And I called her Saturday morning. I said, you told me if I needed anything to call you. I'm in trouble. I said, I can't handle what's going on here. And this is Saturday. It's going to be a bigger crowd than last night. Can you help me? She said, I'll take care of it. And so she
my
did.
Sister, yeah. If you haven't met my sister, she's a little tiny thing.
Yeah.
And so she lives just down the road from where it was held at Lost Creek Arena. And so in about 30 minutes, Leanne and I were down there. He had Bull Rider showing up. He had all these people showing up. So my giant 5-foot sister who weighs 100 pounds and I, we had a table. And that was what we used to block people from coming in.
That's true.
And we drug that table back and forth all day long until there was no legs left. I'm serious.
Because you couldn't stop the people.
We tore
they were just
apart.
Coming in.
And Leanne and I were the security, the ticket takers, I don't know what we were, the greeters, the Walmart greeters, you know. And so to say what Donnie said about, you know, you got to hear the last song of Great Divide. Well, that day, Leanne and I, Love and Theft, were fixing to go on. We've been waiting to hear Love and Theft. We didn't know that much about him or whatever. And we were so tired from dragging that dumb table and meeting doing all these things that I think Love and Theft played their first song. And I looked at Leanne, she looked at me, and I was like, we got to go. I can't do this. We were just exhausted. But anyway, the point is that what cracks me up about the whole thing is that in my mind, when you say to somebody, you need anything, we'll be here to help you. Well, that's what you do. But where Donnie comes from, obviously people don't say that much because he just acted like it was this whole new thing that he had never heard of. So he just has never run into people like us before. And sometimes I'm sure he wishes he hadn't.
No,
but
anyway,
that's how we – I'm merely there as a parking attendant. The next thing you know, I'm security and taking tickets.
Yeah, ticket taker, security,
and
parking.
And it started a great relationship because she knows so many people. And most every year we'll have – 70 volunteers.
Yeah, we've had in our very biggest one, we had 70 volunteers, and we are always looking for people who want to come and help us work and do things. And I have people that have worked all 5 years for us and, you know, just want to be there, want to help, and we appreciate those folks so much.
Because what I tell people is I don't have any money, but I've got a lot of tickets.
Well, there you go. The one thing I like that you guys do is you give a lot of local musicians a chance to be a part of the deal. Another one that we're kind of fond of over here on Legends 92.9 is we're going to get Shep in here for a minute from Cheyenne, Oklahoma. So how'd you get hooked up with this deal?
I knew Donnie from church. I was playing guitar there, and actually I'd quit playing him 20 years prior to that. I just played occasionally, and there was Paul Luxinger and Donnie kind of got me interested in playing again, and there's one other person, Amy Vickers, and she was involved in getting me playing again. So I just got interested in playing again, and when Donnie started talking about doing this, I went back to writing songs and lit a fire under my butt again, started playing again.
That's pretty cool.
Enjoying it.
Well, we want to get you to do one for the program. What do you got in mind?
How about Two Country? It'll be the title track off the new CD I'm working on.
Got a new CD coming out?
Well, hopefully we'll get it done for too long. We're getting close.
All right. We're going to listen to Shep, and the title of this song is Two Country, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Some say I'm too country, some say too rock and roll. Well, I can't tell, but I just play what's deep down in my soul. Get them tubes glowing, let that Stratocaster sing. My old country voice singing about the things I've seen. Well, I grew up on old Hank, Jim Reeves, Kitty Wells, Eddie Arnold, Sonny James, stories Johnny Horton tells. That old AM blaring out those Top Gun country tunes. I was a little squeaky voice kid singing Waylon Johnny in June. Crank it up and belt it out, it's coming from the heart. Don't know where it goes from here, but a damn good place to start. You keep your cookie cutter songs that fit inside their mold. I'll just let my soul shine, it's worth more than all their gold. First time I heard Proud Mary, well, it turned my world around. Cranked up my Fender and my silver tone to get that singing sound. A Bachman's taking care of business, a Joe Walsh Funk 49. Well, I just couldn't get enough, and I played them all the time. Crank it up and belt it out, it's coming from the heart. Don't know where it goes from here, but a damn good place to start. You keep your cookie cutter songs that fit inside their mold. I'll just let my soul shine, it's worth more than all their gold. Hey, I'll just let my soul shine, it's worth more than all their gold.
Program we're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. Just listen to Shep, who is one of the performers at Buck and Wild Music Fest, along with being the
stage manager
by default. Thanks, man. That's cool.
A great song.
I love the song.
That one's autobiographical.
It might have been.
Pretty much lived all over the country doing a lot of different. I was riding racehorses most of my life, and a lot of time I was little, all them country guys said, "You're too rock and roll." And then I got off around all them Seattle and them places, and. You're too country.
You're a hillbilly, huh?
Yeah. Some say I'm too country, some too rock and roll.
All right, great song.
Talk to Donnie and Marie about that. They know all about it.
Yeah,
they do.
There's a song about that.
I grew up around them.
See, there you go.
Well, in the studio with us tonight is Debbie Fensterwald, my sidekick, who, you know, if I feel like I've got somebody coming in I need help on, I'm like, call Debbie. Yeah, it works.
it worked.
So we got Donnie Lyle in here.
Donnie Lyles.
Well, what Gary told me yesterday when we talked about tonight, he said, well, Deb's going to be there, and I'm glad because when she's there, I don't have to talk very much.
That's just the truth.
I know it. But see, when you're the last of five, you miss this. When you're last of five, when you get a chance to talk, when those other four aren't around, you got to talk all you can.
That's right. I know exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah, you do. You know exactly where I'm coming from. But I'm telling you, this year at Buck and Wild, we have an awesome, awesome venue. Can we talk about Flying W Guest Ranch?
Let's go for it.
This place is everything that a music festival could want.
That's true.
It has a wonderful stage that's already there. It's in a beautiful setting in western Oklahoma. There's kind of a little town. There's a restaurant. There's all these buildings. There's a dance hall.
There's
an arena where we're going to have. Tell them, Donnie.
Well, we tried to, you know, we wanted to do our bull ride, and we couldn't get it all ready. Burl Stricker bought Flying W a year ago, because it had just kind of been dormant, and he wanted to bring it back to life.
Yeah, empty for several years.
Yeah, it had, and it's over 1,000 acres out there in the plains. It's just beautiful. And so we couldn't make the bull ride work this year. So we said, well, we've got to do something from, like, out here in the West. So we're doing a barrel racing. So it's going to be really cool. I'm really excited.
Going to bring the ladies
in. Yeah, bring the ladies
in. Well, now, we won't discriminate. If men want to be involved in the barrel race, they can't they?
They're just going
to
get their butt kicked.
I don't think so. Yeah, that's right. They wouldn't do very well. So we're doing the barrel racing. It's Friday and Saturday, 2 days, and it starts at 1 o'clock. And it's I don't know a lot about this, but it's a $40 entry fee, and you can ride both days. There's someone who signed up to ride four times. I don't know if she's using the same horse or not, but it's a $40 entry fee. And then there's a $10. They say this is customary. You pay a $10 gate fee, and But with that gate fee, you get two full Buck and Wild Music Festival tickets. So that's a $100 value. So you get your money back by that. And you can also camp out there, and you can rent a stall if you want to have a stall for your horse, or you can camp right there by the arena, and there's no charge for that. I'm kind of excited about this, honestly, because I know people are coming that have never seen barrel racing before.
Are you one of those people, Donnie?
No, I grew up, but when I was in high school and they barrel raced, guys barrel raced.
Oh, I've not seen that.
Yeah, because some of my friends did in high school, and I went to some of their barrel races. And so it's kind of unique to come out here, and it's all females.
That's not how they do it in Oklahoma, Texas.
Well, I don't remember any of them bull riding there in Arkansas, though. They were just
But this Flying W, there's cabins. I believe they're all rented.
They're also, yeah, they're all rented.
And there are some full, from electric water to dumping station camping spaces. Are those all gone, Donnie?
We have two left.
We have two full camping spaces left where you have the electricity, water, the whole. I hope that these two are gone too, but we'll
but we've got plenty of what we
lots and lots,
lots of
space.
Other camping. You just yes. you know they just don't have It'll all be, the
yeah. If you want to bring a generator or whatever,
we call
people
it primitive.
Can tent camp. There's two teepees there. So Gary, if you want to come sleep in a teepee, we'll let you.
Okay.
And what's nice about it, there's also they have showers, restrooms right there at the camping area.
Right.
And, you know, so because
we've
when
never had this before.
Had
but anyway,
well, I think we got a phone call coming in.
We got a phone call.
Yeah.
Hey, it's fine. It's Steven.
Hey, Steven, it's Deb. How are you?
Hey, girl.
What you doing?
I'm on my way to the Bluebird Cafe.
Well, that's unfair, but we're here in Shamrock, Texas, loving life.
Yeah, I'm headed there playing a show tonight for 10 Pence Out.
Awesome. Awesome. Your dad's here. My friend Gary Ware's here. And we just want to talk a little bit about Buck and Wild.
That sounds good.
Okay, so... Steven, this is my good friend Gary Ware. He owns a radio station in Shamrock, Texas, and we're thrilled that you had time to call in.
Steven, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to visit with us. We are excited about Buck and Wild Music Fest coming up. So this, how many times you guys have been here every year?
They've headlined every year. Yes. All right. That's a good thing. Yeah, that's the perk.
And I'm not sure maybe that you didn't get interviewed on the station by J.W. Lane a couple of years back.
He did, yeah. So, J.W. interviewed him a couple of years back.
Talk a little bit about the music festival and what it means to you guys to be able to come do this with your dad.
Yeah, it's a cool thing that me and my father get to share together. And it's also cool that it's there in Oklahoma and some great local artists that don't always get the attention they deserve. And it's a way for us to kind of tip our hat to them and help them also hopefully get a little more, attention and also hopefully, give them a little kickstart to whatever they're doing. But, the music there is great. It's a good vibe all around. A lot of the people that keep coming back are all great people, and we have a lot of people helping out. And it's a really fun, it's a unique festival. I've done so many festivals myself and worked so many festivals, so I think that I like the way this one goes because I'm able to take the things I didn't like at certain festivals and use it there.
Right, right. And Steven, we, there's a lot of people here probably in this part of the country that aren't familiar with all of your music, but over these past 5 years, there's a lot of people in this area that have learned about Love and Theft and became, big fans. And so it's a way for all of our Red Dirt artists and the Nashville guys to kind of find out a little bit about each other. And one of the things that you said too is that this is a unique festival because we try to do it where people feel like they belong, and you guys have always done a great job of trying to number one, you put on a fabulous show. Number two, you always make people feel like they are in, you're there for them. You make time for them. And I love that about this festival is that there's a really cool feeling of family there.
Yeah, it does have a sense of that. It's a good energy backstage and through the music. So I'm looking forward to doing it another year, and hopefully this will be the place where we lock it down and keep doing it every year. I think
absolutely. And this venue, Steven, you're really gonna love it when you get here and you get to see all the things that this place has to offer. It's almost like exactly what we've been looking for. What are some of the things that you guys have going on? Where you're headed? We know that I've heard you many, many times on the Grand Ole Opry, and What you got going on lately?
Well, we're doing a festival this week called Tin Pan South Songwriters Festival, and I'm actually about to be at the Bluebird Cafe. I'm playing there tonight. And then we got a show in North Carolina coming up, Arkansas. We're doing a songwriters retreat next week at our family cabin where we're going to go write some songs, and that's the same place we wrote Whiskey on My Breath.
Oh, great. That's a great song.
We're going back there, and just staying busy. We got a new single coming out in July.
Yay.
And we'll start doing some radio visits and stuff starting in May and June, and keep on at it.
And I think that's another thing that is so cool. On Thursday night we have the acoustic and the songwriter showcase and all of that, and that's always something that's been very near and dear to your dad's heart, is wanting to be sure that guys have an opportunity to get to know each other and to share what they have. And, you know, that's one of the things, too, that I know that your dad is always very interested in, is giving people an opportunity to come and do their music. And sometimes
it, opportunities. Yeah. Talk about this video that Donnie was in.
Oh, yeah.
I've been hearing.
Steven, tell him about Angel Eyes.
Yeah, he played a very natural thing, since he is an ordained minister. But he was the girl's dad in the video, Angel Eyes, for us, our first number one song we ever had. And so he did a good job. He's a pretty good actor there.
Yeah, he's a pretty good actor, and he gives those looks, you know, when you devils drive up on the motorcycle and the. If you guys aren't familiar with the video, she's got a little bit of devil and a little bit of angel eyes, and so they deliver her to the church, and Donnie is standing.
Well, she's been out all night.
Yeah, she's been out all
she's
night.
She's supposed Donnie's to be in the choir.
Yeah.
All this stuff. And so, and what's neat about it, the video for me is this girl is the same girl, but you think it's two different girls because they dress her up so differently.
Yeah.
And so Steven, he's driving her in the, she's got a white dress on, you know, and she's in the 65 Mustang that we've had for years and years. And so then Eric pulls up with her on the back on a motorcycle. She's got letters on and all this stuff. And so it's kind of like, yeah, a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. So I'm kind of like, where have you been all night? You know? And so,
yeah, and
so
as,
that's kind of the, and it, as the only father, day it snowed all year in Nashville, and it snowed that day. Yeah. But it made it a real cool video, you know, for the bonfire and everything.
Yeah, and as being a father of five children, I'm sure that you completely know what it's like to give that look. Right, Stephen?
Exactly.
Well, we are so looking forward to Buck and Wild, and we can't wait for you guys to see the new venue and to have this whole Western Oklahoma experience in a new way. But it's great. We got JW here in the studio and Shep, and we just have been having a good time talking about all this, and we're so grateful that you were able to call in and visit with us a minute.
Well, yeah, thank you guys for your time, and I'm looking forward to coming up soon. I can grab my guitar out of the trunk.
We're going to listen to a song by Love and Theft here, and appreciate you calling in, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. God bless you, and we'll see you real soon.
Thanks, son.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
All right, so we want to listen to
Angel Eyes.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. We're going to listen to Angel Eyes by Love and Theft, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Whiskey with her water. She starts dancing when the stars come out. She ain't your typical preacher's daughter. She'll leave you dreaming, yeah, there ain't no doubt. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart of country, my devil in her angel eyes, a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. Saturday night she's rocking out by the bonfire, flirting from that tailgate and cranking up the dial. Come Sunday morning she'll be singing with the choir, driving me crazy with that kiss me smile. There's a little bit of
Programs, lyrics, and legends. We just listened to Angel Eyes by Love and Theft. They're going to be appearing at Buck and Wild Music Festival coming up in April 19th, 20, and 21st. Shep has a connection to the...
Shep, he's just so willing to help out so much. And having him as a stage manager, I never worry about it. We've got 16 artists, and I'm not worried about it at all because he really works it. He works everything well, and I'm just... It's just things like this that makes it enjoyable, honestly. It's everything for me. It's behind the stage that what happens. And I love what's going on the stage, but everybody behind the stage, and there's some people that I wouldn't have back because of how it went on behind the stage, you know, because it's hard enough anyway. You work
right.
9 months for it, basically,
right.
to pull it off. And so Shep... has you know, when we started talking about Flying W, he started telling me all of his connections there, and
this is cool.
And so it's going to be neat to hear his story, because, you know, Flying W goes, matter of fact, they did a CMT did a reality show out at Flying W.
Oh, that's
called
right.
Cowboy U, that you can still go and YouTube it, and you can see a video of the Cowboy U that they took city slickers and tried to make cowboys out of them.
Tell us a little bit about your connection to Flying W. We're so excited about being at Flying W this year. Tell us your backstory on it.
Well, I'd got a phone call. Like I said, I hadn't played for years, and got a phone call from Amy Vickers, and she said, wanted to know if I'd come. She said, cowboy singer just quit, and we've got this restaurant doing really good, and we need a cowboy singer on Fridays and Saturdays. Says, well, I don't play acoustic, but I'm not interested. She's pretty persistent, so she talked me into go doing it, and I agreed to do it for 1 weekend. I said, I'll figure out some songs I can play on acoustic, and I went in, and I did it for a little over a year till I got so busy trucking I didn't have time to do it anymore.
That is so cool. So when we have Buck and Wild Music Fest at Flying W Ranch, you're just going to be right at home, aren't you?
Well, yeah. And not only, there's a little more to it than that. When I quit riding races, I had no idea what I was going to do. And I'd known everybody from playing out there, and I wound up going to work out there. So I worked out there for 3 or 4 months, but I lived there for a year or more.
Very
so
cool.
That was home for a while.
That's great. That's great. So all the things we don't know, you can teach us about Flying W when it all comes around. It's a great place.
And Donnie, we're going to run out of time here if we don't get a few more plugs in. Tell us who else you have coming to the festival.
Well,
to the fest.
We've already introduced JW and Love and Theft and Shep, and then Tyler Wilhelm, local guys, going to be there, and Cody Barnett from Oklahoma City. I think people will really enjoy them. And Crossroads, also from East Oklahoma.
Salisaw.
Salisaw.
Yep.
And then we got the Ragtown Chiefs here, you know, right here in Texas. And who I'm really excited about having, because he hadn't played out here a lot lately, is Chad Sullins. You know, he's going to be there playing. And he's also going to be at the Thursday night Songwriters Showcase. And I just love his music and stuff. And Jackson Tillman, you know, they've got a real big following in Oklahoma and Texas, and they'll be here. And then I've got a friend of mine that we went to college, Danny Tate, coming from Nashville. He's also going to be doing a songwriter's workshop. Danny's written songs. I mean, he's got over 100 songs that he gets royalties from, but TV, movies, as well as Tim McGraw. You could just go through a list of songs, and he's written a book about songwriting. And he's doing a workshop for those who really want to improve their songwriting. That'll be Friday and Saturday at 10 o'clock. It's $25. You pay at the door. somewhere there at Flying W. And we've got Hunter Thomas. I mean, we've just got quite a few.
We've got two ladies coming, too.
Two ladies, Lake and Erie. I think I'm saying her name right, Lake and Erie. And then we've got Kenna Danielle. I think how you say her name, Danielle. And she was just nominated Texas Female Vocalist of the Year, I think it is.
I love this because when you say that name, JW's over there just going like.
I've had during this festival, I'm probably, if I counted them, I'd probably be up to about 175 to 200 artists or promoters have called me or contacted me wanting their artists to play or wanting themselves to play. And that's really cool that we've got such a good reputation among the artists that they want to play. And I'm, you know, I'm just that's thrilling to me because I want the artists to enjoy their time with us. And we've tried to, you know, just really take care of them as best as we can. And so I'm excited about this year. I think it's going to be really, we got better response so far on this year than any of the previous four.
And another thing I want to throw in here too, to those folks that are out there in radio land listening, is that maybe you don't know, you know, he's gone through the artist list. Maybe you've not heard of him or whatever, but I promise you, just because you don't know who they are, it doesn't mean that they don't put on a quality show. Yeah. There's not anybody coming to this festival that they are excellent entertainers. They are excellent singer-songwriters. They're excellent musicians. And you know, everybody's got to start somewhere.
Yes.
That, you know, that's the whole thing. You maybe you were in Stillwater when Garth Brooks was in college there and you got to hear him then. But that's the same kind of thing that we feel about Buck and Wild, is that we have some great artists coming. And just come and enjoy and enjoy the whole camping experience and listen to these guys and gals and this great music that they're putting out.
We've never had anyone complain about our music.
Nope.
We've had
some complaints about those dang ladies with the table at the gate, but never not one complaint about the music.
One of these guys, maybe Jackson Tillman and Whiskey, maybe. Would that be a good
one? Yeah, that'd be great. And if you find a Chad Sullen songs, he's got some great ones.
All right, let's listen to Jackson Tillman, and this song's called Whiskey, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Just a small town boy, Oklahoma, USA, trying to better himself, make his mama proud. So he signs and goes away. He's never been so scared, 6,000 miles from home. And still he tries to be brave, and he prays to God for the strength to carry on. Not even time can heal the bloodshed and the tears. It's a war in vain to a prisoner of pain after all these years. And he still fights the battle in his mind, so he drinks to those left behind. Conviction of coming back home alone. But he's found a way to get a grip. It's one more glass and one more sip. The addiction is his only saving grace. Whiskey. Just a good old boy down south in New Orleans. He'd only known him 6 months, but they were best friends, and they talked about their dreams. And though the memories hurt, it's all that he's got left. When he held him close as his blood flowed and he took his last breath, well, he still fights the battle in his mind, so he drinks to those left behind. Conviction of coming back home alone. But he's found a way to get a grip. It's one more glass and one more sip.
The addiction is his only saving grace. Whiskey. And oh, how he longs to see his face. But he just shakes his fist to the heavens and pours up another drink. And he still fights the battle in his mind, so he drinks to those left behind. Conviction of coming back home alone. But he's found a way to get a grip. It's one more glass and one more sip. The addiction is his only saving grace. Well, it's the only thing that gets him through the day. Whiskey.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends. We've been visiting with my good friend Abby Finsterwald and Donnie Lyle, talking a little bit about the upcoming Buck and Wild Music Fest. And the song we just listened to was Whiskey by Jackson Tillman. We want to get one more song in here. We're going to run out of time.
Yeah, let's listen to one of the festival favorites, Chad Sullins. Let's listen to Only Girl by Chad Sullins.
All right, then we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Take to bring me down. So she thinks the Ramones saved rock and roll. She's a loss to my family, and she's the only girl I need around. I need her around. And she doesn't know what she does. Does what she does to me.
The program is Lyrics and Legends. We just listened to a song called Only Girl by Chad Sullins, who's going to be appearing at Buck and Wild Music Fest. Donnie, go through your lineup again.
We've got a total of 16 artists. Two, I think, are acoustic. The rest of them are full bands. And you got J.W. Lane, County Road X. You've got Shep, Tyler Wilhelm, and Steve Brack from Oklahoma City. And you've got Crossroads, the Ragtown Chiefs. You've got Chad Sullins, who we just heard on one of his songs, and Jackson Tillman, and Danny Tate, my friend from Nashville. And you've got Hunter Thomas, and you've got Mitchell Ford. I didn't mention him, but Mitchell Ford. And
Good Wheater Boy.
Good Wheater Boy, yep.
Legends victim. Lyrics and Legends.
Yeah. Now, is this the Friday night lineup, right?
This is Friday and Saturday.
Okay, because J.W. is going to headline for us on Friday night. Love and Theft will headline for us on Saturday night.
Yeah. Right. And then we've got Matt Moran's going to be there. I think he's kind of from around here as well.
Yeah, Matt, we've got an interview with Matt that'll come up. It won't be on before the festival, That's something for people to look forward to. Man, he's just so interesting to talk to. A really good writer and a good musician.
That's great.
So.
And we've got a couple of girls. JW's going to let him play a little bit, too. That's good, JW.
A couple of girls, Lake and Erie from Oklahoma. And they've got Kenna Danielle from Texas. And so it's just a really neat lineup. And how it goes is Thursday night, we starting at 7:30. We're doing acoustic songwriters showcase, and it's going to be on the front porch of a building out there.
Really laid back,
and you get to hear the stories behind the songs, and they just use it about four at a time, and it's just really neat as they talk about that. And then Friday the barrel racing starts at 1:00, music starts at 5:30, and it goes till midnight, close to midnight. But then we do an after music party. In the town square there, the restaurant's going to have a midnight breakfast bar, which is everybody loves to eat breakfast at midnight. And then we're just going to have, there'll be some live music going on.
That's and if both, the burn ban has been lifted, we might even have a bonfire.
May have a bonfire if the burn ban's been lifted. I hope so. I hope it does.
Please, Lord, send the rain.
And then Saturday, it starts again at 1 o'clock, and then music starts at 4:30 Saturday. And the camping is, we've got lots of camping spots. You can go to our website, Bucking. When I moved out here, they said, we don't say bucking, we say bucking. That's okay. And so so it's buckingwildmusicfest.com. You can register there to barrel race, and you know the barrel race is 80% payout, and you can buy all your tickets. You can get your camping spot. Right now we're running a 3-day for $50, you know, that's a real good deal.
One thing we want to throw out there too, Donnie, is that we have a VIP this year.
Yes.
That will be right down in front of the stage. We have a section where they will have, they'll be right down in front of the stage. They'll have a Buck and Wild chair, and when the festival is over, you can take the chair home with you. What? How do you?
So talk a little bit about the tickets. It's $50 to get in for the weekend,
right.
And then
if you want to upgrade when you get there for a VIP, we have that option.
But you got a special deal for.
Well, also there's one thing that we do. I think there's a ticket break because some people can't get there early. But if you come in like after 8 o'clock, it's like half price, you know. Because I want people to be able to come and
half the artist, and, half price.
And yeah, half the artist, half the price. And so you can also do that.
But
and,
the biggie.
Yeah. Yeah, the big thing.
The biggie is if you are military, active or not active, I mean, whatever that word would be, that would be...
If you've ever been in the service.
Retired, no. Active, military, first responders. Who else do you have on the list, Donnie?
All police officers.
All police officers. You get in free.
Fire department,
yes,
EMTs.
Yes, but we want to... This is something Donnie always does. He wants to honor our military because... We believe in them so much, but he's taken it a step further and he wants to honor our first responders, police officers, yes, firemen, and they get in free. Show an ID that you are those things, and you're in.
All 3 days or any day you can come. We'd love to have you.
All right. That's a deal you can't beat. Let me say, we're going to be giving tickets away the rest of the week.
Fantastic.
So you're going to want to tune in and listen for Kelly's Buck and Wild Music Fest announcement, and be sure to call in to win tickets.
Great.
Or you can buy them, but it's always fun to win a contest.
Oh, it's always fun to win a contest.
So much.
Well, if you win the tickets, then you can go online and get you an upgrade VIP.
That's right, or a camping spot.
So tell us one more love and theft story about Steven.
Well, what happened, he was the first people first artist he opened for was Taylor Swift. And so she put out her second album, and so she called him. I had his car, and she called him and said, "Hey, I'm releasing my second album tonight, and I wrote a song about you that's on the album." And so he calls me and says, "Dad, I need my car because they're releasing her new album at midnight. She wants me to be there, and she said she wrote a song about me." And I'm thinking, what did I do? Because she always, you know, her songs have been so good about guys. And, and
or
so,
girls,
and so it turned out that on her Fearless CD, the song on there called "Hey, Steven," is written about my son, and it's really a neat song, and it's really a good song. So you can listen to the song, you
so
can tell
there
is something going on. So he was run down by Entertainment Tonight, Extra. Everybody said, "We want to know who this guy is that she wrote a good song about." And so, but he, everywhere he went, they were on Jimmy Fallon, the Today Show, and different things, but they always wanted to ask him about, "Hey, what about Taylor Swift's song about you?" So that's kind of a neat story.
But now he's an old married man and has two babies.
Two babies, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So life happens.
Yeah, move on, Taylor.
Yeah. But she's a sweet girl.
Well, Donnie, thanks for coming in. Debbie, thanks for coming over and helping me out once again.
Thanks, Shep, for putting up with me.
Thank you for coming over. I know we drug you over here to do one song, but I, you know, as soon as I knew Donnie was coming, I was like, I got to call Shep and I got to call JW. Just, I don't know.
So, and the great thing about being in studio with these guys, those two songs you did, they're both great. Fantastic new songs. Yeah. So excited to hear those at Buck and Wild again. So good job.
All right.
Good job.
Look
Thanks,
forward to
guys.
Seeing
we appreciate
you guys.
It.
Thanks again for coming in, Donnie. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I just want to tell people, you know, you can get information off our website, buckandwildmusicfest.com. And we do a lot on Facebook, buckandwildmusicfest.com. And we do a lot of things there that people can kind of keep up with us. And we've got food vendors, great food vendors that's going to be there. And if you like adult beverages, they'll also be sold at the festival. And so it'll be a fun time.
All right. So, this whole program was brought to you by our Department of Shameless Plugs.
I love it.
And we're going to look forward to seeing you again next week on Lyrics and Legends.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.